It is currently 7:15, and guess what? It's not raining. Be a good day to get your car washed, because if yours, like mine, is just completely and totally filthy after all the rain, you got a dry stretch ahead. Looking ahead to the weather today, I can tell you it's going to be a high of 73 today, 70 tomorrow, 74 on Saturday, 78 Sunday, warming Monday into next week. Maybe a chance for showers on Tuesday. That's with that little disturbed area of weather down there, but that's going to, the high pressure system, the cold front's going to send it in the direction of Florida. And by next Thursday, 1 week from today, 1 week from Thanksgiving, highs of 64 and lows in the 40s. So how about that? It is time to talk to Renee Amar, Executive Director of Louisiana Motor Transport Association. Good morning, Renee. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm wonderful. I'm looking very forward to next Thursday's weather.
Amen. We're in a week 11 of the NFL season. I forgot what week it is of college football. That season's almost over. High school football going into the playoffs. And you lose track of the time, Renee, because it's so warm, you tend to think that it's still summertime. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, it's the holidays, right?
Yeah, I always thought it was interesting when I would take my kids trick-or-treating, you know, October 31st, and we would do it in shorts.
Yeah,
it just doesn't feel like Halloween, right? Yeah.
It does not. Let's talk about, and I was saying beforehand, the number one issue facing Louisiana truck drivers, if people could guess what it is, and people came in and said, texted in and said it was Democrats and illegal immigrants, and that's not the answer.
That is not even close to the answer. But I don't think it'll surprise people when they hear our number one issue is the cost of insurance. And ironically, our second top issue is lawsuit abuse. The third issue was the economy. I don't think that really surprises anyone. But the cost of insurance has been troubling truckers for probably at least a decade. But the rapid pace that it has increased over the last 4 to 5 years, it's just gotten so out of control. It's become their second highest cost just compared to the cost of labor. And so when your insurance, it's increasing anywhere between 40 and 50% just this year over next year. And so it's become such a high cost that these guys just can't afford to do it anymore.
Tell me what the answer is.
Well, we think that there are a myriad of things that need to be done, and we have a set of bills that we're going to propose again for next session. But we truly believe that a lot of our costs are in our medical cost. So when you get in an accident, and just like you would go to the doctor because you had a medical procedure, a surgery, or anything like that, you pay this, you get this invoice when you get back from the hospital, and it's got all these charges on it. And let's just say that hospital bill was $50,000. Ultimately, you never really end up paying that, right? You end up paying maybe $5,000 or $10,000 on that bill. Think about that fact that $50,000 bill that gets paid by our insurance companies. They don't pay the real bill; they pay the fake bill. Mm-hmm. And so, we truly believe, especially for truckers, because our insurance minimums are so high. I don't know if people understand that we have, you know, 20, 25,000, maybe 50 on our cars. Typically, their minimums are around $1 million, sometimes $5 million if they're carrying hazmat. And so it's part of why we're a target on the road, but it's also part of why our expenses are so high.
Say that again, Renee. That's startling.
The minimum insurance, our basic insurance, if you are what we call a dry box, so somebody that might deliver goods for Walmart, their minimum insurance is $750,000, not $75,000, $750,000. Yeah. But most of my truckers carry at least a million, and they'll have to do layers, and it's really complicated. But if you carry, you know, gas or any type of chemical on the road, that's considered hazardous materials, and those truckers are carrying $5 million. So, and that is why we are the target on the billboards.
And what does that mean, roughly out of pocket, to an owner-operator, those kind of premiums?
Well, you know, it really depends on the type of safety record they have. But what we're seeing is that I've got a trucker that moved to the state of Mississippi a couple of years ago. And so you're talking about seven or eight trucks, $50,000 a year.
Wow.
And so I want you to think about $50,000 increasing by 50% next year. So then his premiums became $75,000. It got to the point where he couldn't truck in the state of Louisiana anymore, and he moved. And that is happening on a weekly and monthly basis.
Let me take a break. I like the use of the word target because it's exactly what it is. And you know, you see the billboards and the commercials. If they got a truck with a name on it, call me immediately. Renee Amar, Executive Director of Louisiana Motor Transport Association. It's physics, or however you want to say it. Every action has a reaction, right? 720, traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Renee Amar, Executive Director of Louisiana Motor Transport Association. Renee, we're talking about insurance being a big problem for truck drivers. Is it forcing companies out of business? And if not, or independent operators, take me through first of all, I should say, the trucks we see on the road, do companies own them? Are the majority owned by owners, operators? Take me through that, please.
It's a good mix, Tommy. In the state of Louisiana, it is really roughly about half. So 50% might be an owner-operator that actually does work for a larger company, or you'll have larger companies that just hire on their own drivers. Sometimes you have companies that do both. They'll have owner-operators, so that person owns their own truck and, you know, more so gets to dictate their own schedule. And they'll have somebody who's actually a worker, and so they just straight up work for UPS or Walmart. So they have both. And one of the things that you mentioned was these truckers that are moving out of state, the comparison that we easily can draw is this trucker that moved to Mississippi. That same exact insurance policy, because he had it priced at 2 years ago, that was $50,000 in the state of Louisiana, ran him about $37,000 in the state of Mississippi. It would have been malpractice for his business for him not to move to the state of Mississippi. They can do that in Texas. They can do that in Arkansas. And they will see their insurance costs drastically drop. And one of the differences in Mississippi is that they have a cap on damages. And I know that that seems extreme to lawmakers in the state of Louisiana, but I just feel like we're at such a crisis point in the state with our truckers that we have got to do some pretty extreme measures.
So where does the legislature stand on this? Where does the governor stand on this? Are they hearing you?
This is part of the problem, is that we had some bills that were heard during the last regular session, and many of them got through the process. One of our major bills that dealt with these medical costs that I was talking about earlier was vetoed by the governor. And so we have got to get the governor on the side of ours to help us fix this issue. You know, we are smack dab in the middle of the insurance companies and the trial bar. And we don't have any choice. These are mandated insurance, you know, policies that we have to purchase. And so we just really need help from the lawmakers are ready. They're willing, you know, to do whatever it takes to help us lower our costs. We've got to get the governor on board.
So what happens in the near future between now and then? Who winds up paying for this?
Yeah, I mean, that is you and me. And, you know, the commercial market does operate a little differently than the auto market, just because, as I mentioned, you know, one of the things that's hard for people to understand is that we actually settle cases when we're not even at fault. Mm-hmm. Just because we have that fear of going before a judge or going before a jury and them tagging us with what we call a nuclear verdict. So something that probably should have been a $50,000 or $100,000 case becomes a $1 million or a $2 million case. All that money comes out of our insurance premiums. Whether people like to understand that or not, that is the reality of the situation. We pay for all the trial bar costs. We pay for all the insurance companies' costs. That's all baked into our insurance premiums.
Are you being heard? I don't know how to leave this, Renee, other than, you know, the problem is obvious. I don't think you need to. We always talk about, and with the tax reform package that's going on, we always talk about looking to other states. Why not look to other states on this? Right next door.
They are definitely trying to do that. But just as I said, and it's why I'm here talking about it today, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to remind people, especially the lawmakers that are looking at tax reform right now, it's hard to recruit businesses into the state of Louisiana when they start looking at their insurance costs. And so they can change the tax system all they want. If they don't tackle insurance costs, we're not going to grow this economy.
Thank you, Renee. I appreciate your time. Good luck to y'all. Renee Amar, Executive Director of Louisiana Motor Transport Association. When we come back, we're going to talk to Will Green, President and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, about how Louisiana's businesses are feeling about the special session and what needs to change to help grow our economy. And LABI is not small business, but I did wonder as I was taking one of my many naps yesterday if the move toward tax reform would help or hurt small businesses at the expense of attracting or hurt small businesses with the eye of attracting big businesses. We'll talk more when we come back. 7:30, time for WWL First News. 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's not raining. Thank God for that, right? Finally get the car washed, maybe. Could be dry for a couple of days and a little bit cooler. Highs today only going to be around 70 degrees or so, maybe a little bit warmer than that, mid-70s and 74 tomorrow, rather. I'll get this straight. 73 today, 70 tomorrow, 74 on Saturday, 78 Sunday. Warms a little bit by Monday, but by next Thursday, you're looking for some cool weather? Ladies, you want to wear the boots. Guys, you want to wear the sweaters. You might get your chance because lows next Thursday, 1 week before Thanksgiving, of course today, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, lows in the mid-40s, highs only in the lower 60s next Thursday and Friday, so I think we'll all be looking forward to that. Will Green joins us now, President and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. How you doing, Will?
Tommy, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm looking at a story here from NOLA.com, and it quotes LABI as saying, before the session started, if we want to compete with neighboring states, we must simplify and streamline Louisiana's tangled tax code while eliminating our franchise and inventory taxes and centralizing our local sales tax collection system. So with that as the background, how's it going so far with the special session?
Tommy, there's a lot of bills moving quickly. I mean, if you're a business operating in Louisiana right now, you are in a state that is one of three that has a corporate income tax, a corporate franchise tax, and an inventory tax. And so to the extent that the legislature is trying to address those inefficient, regressive taxes that, like I said, not many states have, they're doing it. They've sent a lot of those bills to repeal the corporate franchise tax, to lower corporate income, and to lower personal income, over to the Senate in just a few days. And so it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but a lot of discussions are happening. And so we're moving along.
When you say they're regressive taxes, explain, if you will, to people that don't understand what that means.
Yeah, so these are taxes that generally, if you look at any good tax policy expert, they'll tell you you need clear, transparent taxes. You need taxes that are certain and predictable. Generally, if you broaden the base, that's good tax policy. Generally speaking, if you do tax a sales tax or a service, the tax needs to be at the end user to avoid pyramiding and things like that. Because ultimately, if you pyramid taxes, meaning like if you tax a widget several times through the process before it gets to the end consumer, all that does is increase the cost to the end consumer. And so to the extent you can avoid double taxation, to the extent you can broaden the base, and to the extent taxes are clear, transparent, certain, and predictable, that's good tax policy.
So when it comes to, and this is a question I had that popped into my head yesterday, maybe you can walk me through this because I'm not a businessman, but do any of these reforms come at the expense of small business in favor of large business or not, Will?
Well, so I think we talked about lowering the corporate income tax and also lowering the personal income. And so a lot of your big businesses are C corporations, and so they pay a corporate income tax and a corporate franchise tax. The governor's package and the bills that are moving along would repeal the franchise tax and would lower the corporate income tax. And so that's a positive if you're a business taxed as a C corp. A lot of small businesses.
Wait, hang on a second. You say
LLC.
C corp? Yeah. Okay. That's what. You know what? Let me take a break because that's exactly what I was going to ask you. The difference between a C corp and an LLC, and who would be affected by this? Okay. Will Green, our guest, president and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We've been following the special session as closely as we could because it's going to change the tax structure in Louisiana for a lot of people, hopefully for the better, and we've been trying to follow all of it. It is extremely complicated. We'll continue this discussion when we come back. 7:51 now, 9 till 8, traffic WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, couple of minutes left with Will Green, president and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. I'm Tommy Tucker, this is WWL, talking about the special session as it relates to tax reform. So, Will, quickly, if you can, please pick it up with LLC and C corps and the difference, please, and who would be taxed and who wouldn't.
Yeah, sure, Tommy. Yeah, so look, I'm no accountant, and it's been years since I had my tax law class in law school. But to the extent that your big corporations, generally speaking, a lot of them they're taxed C corps. And they're taxed at the corporate level. Again, this isn't everybody, but generally speaking, a lot of our small businesses are limited liability corporations, and they choose to be taxed at the personal level. So the income flows down through the company, and they're taxed at the personal level. And so this plan is designed to be a tax relief through the reduction in the corporate income tax as well as a reduction in personal income tax. And so to the extent we can do that, it'll cover our small businesses, our large businesses, and businesses of all shapes and sizes. And so that's kind of what we were talking about before we went to break.
Let's talk about this inventory tax. I've talked to Mike Baham about this. He said St. Bernard Parish, spoiler alert, is going to opt out. I asked Richard Nelson if it would be, in essence, having one parish compete against another if some parishes choose to opt out when it comes to development. For the state. Talk about that, if you will, please, and LABI's view on that, on the inventory tax.
Yeah, the inventory tax is probably what I'm hearing, concerns about the inventory tax and the removal of the credit is probably what I'm hearing the most from my members right now. We're one of 9 states in the country that still fully taxes inventory. It's taxed at the local level. And years ago, the state came in and said, look, that we know it's a bad tax, but we know the locals rely on it. So we'll put a Band-Aid on it, and we'll give you back a credit, business, from your personal and corporate income taxes. And so the governor's plan and the secretary's plan that's moving through the House right now would be to allow parishes to opt out of the inventory tax. So businesses no longer get that credit. The locals no longer charge businesses that ad valorem inventory tax. And in return for that opt-out, they'll get a one-time payment and some additional severance tax revenues. And so I know a lot of the businesses are looking at that. A lot of the parishes are looking at that, trying to figure out, is that a good move for me to remove the inventory tax? One of the concerns that we're hearing from our members is, well, if they don't opt out and they still choose to assess an inventory tax, but the credit goes away to business, then that's a net negative for business.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate your time. Complicated stuff. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Mike Pearlstein about Jeffrey Vapi.